It's the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with Radio Man Dan Diker, Bill Doc Niles, and Paul the Penguin Reichert here on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG. Brought to you by Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, voted the best in the county. Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, Highway 21, Toma. FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier of Dan, Doc, and Paul. Dean Satellite and Security, and the Team Dean segment. The Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor, the game never ends at overtime. Now here's the voice of local motorsports, Dan the Voice Diker.
All right, race fans, it is Saturday. Well, hopefully we have some racing. Great night of racing at Toma last night with the temperatures in the 80-degree column, and we hope to continue that at La Crosse Speedway tonight. This is the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on 1460 WBOG. I am your congenial host, Radio Man Dan Diker. To the right of me is Billy Doc Niles. Hello, sir.
Hello. Hey, guess what? It's going to be a great night. You're not there tonight.
What's even better is Drew Krybek found out you were announcing for me tonight, said he was going to cut the speakers.
Oh, well, I'll find a megaphone.
Paul Reichert is sitting across from us. What's happening with you?
Oh, ready to go racing, but come on, Mother Nature, let's work this out, please.
I know you get 6 days out of a beautiful work week here, then I see Saturday, 75% chance rain. I'm like, why?
You know, that,
why?
That was almost a good statement until he swore and said work.
Yeah.
Lots coming up in the show. Obviously, we have no results from La Crosse last week because, well, we qualified twice and they didn't have anything. Tundra Super Late Models, Paul Reichert were racing last weekend, and they also had to go through a day-and-a-half fest. But, Elise, I think, was that the only race in the immediate area that actually ran?
Actually, I believe it was. I believe it was the only race.
Rockford didn't run.
No, they didn't.
MTS was rained out.
Yep. Toma Sparta, of course, rained out.
Deer Creek was rained out. Chateau's up for sale.
Yeah.
I think that was pretty much Wilmot rained out late. Well, the Dells was, that was a strange one because they rained out Friday afternoon.
They made the call, yeah. They made the call Friday afternoon.
About 3 o'clock.
Oh, talking about being proactive.
Yeah, that one kind of surprised me.
That's way too early to call a race.
Program being brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, voted the best in the county. We're going to be taping our TV show there next Wednesday.
Love that
by
Big
the way.
Boar stuff. Ooh, yes. Oh my! Ooh.
Toma Sparta Speedway racing Friday nights, Highway 21, Toma. Dean Sideline and Security. The Team Dean segment coming up next. Fans3.com, the official clothing supplier on the radio and TV shows, the Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor. Stop by after the races. Love that Mushroom and Swiss and that autopsy that Paul put down. And Lediger Roofing, great employment for the summer, a family-based roofing.
40 work weeks.
Yeah, 40 work
40
weeks.
40 work weeks.
And work for a long-time family. I tell you what, they do a great job. Well, guys, Cooley Go-Kart Raceway got underway last night. Great racing on a beautiful Friday evening to be at the Cooley Go-Kart Raceway. We're going to talk a little bit about the go-karts. Man, I miss standing up in that little tower they used to have and announcing the karts and watching some of those people come through, like the Sauders, the Carlsons, let's see, the Hendersons, the Bachmans, Maddie Gilbertson. Oh, she happens to be right here in the studio.
She snuck up on you.
How are you, Maddie?
Good.
What's new?
Nothing much except a brand new cart.
First time in how long?
7 years.
Did your dad get a raise? Did you get a job? What happened?
I can't get a job yet. I'm only 13.
What? Hey, I detasseled corn when I was 13.
There's no jobs available until you're 14, and I'm only 13.
All right, we'll let that slide. Got to feel good to be – yeah, but you've only had a practice and a race, though. You've not really put that new cart to the test.
Yeah, not quite yet.
So are you even comfortable in the new cart yet?
Well, I'm getting there. It slides a lot in the corners, but we are hoping to fix it up a lot more so it's suitable more for me.
I heard that when you guys had practice, 29 carts came to practice and 8 more were waiting in the wings. That had to feel really cool to see that many carts again.
Yeah, except I wish there was a little bit more in my own class.
Which is?
Junior 2, okay. Because we only have 4 carts in my class. But it's like the same last year, 2 boys, 2 girls. So, but I'm happy that there is a whole lot more in Junior 1 this year. So hopefully if I stay in Junior 2 next year, a lot of them will move up. So we'll have a lot more next year. And then there's also a lot more kitty cart and rookie carts this year. So there's a lot new people coming to the track.
Do you feel that you're one of those? I mean, you've been out there for 8 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that you're one of those that the younger group? Because, I mean, you're so friendly in the pits. I remember when you first started racing, throwing rocks, standing underneath the announcing tower during the driver's meeting. She would, her and a couple of the other kids would throw rocks at each other back and forth.
We still sometimes do that.
See?
I would have thrown them at you, not her.
No,
I was bobbing and dodging and missing.
It gets boring after a while just sitting there on the ground. And then it's mainly all this stuff is a lot of times towards kids. So we just, a lot of us, we just throw rocks under the stand. But we still pay attention somewhat. At least I do.
Well, 8 years of racing, do the younger kids come up to you and ask you advice on what they should be doing?
Well, no, because they don't know I've been racing for 8 years now.
You should tell them.
But I do have mainly all my friends at the racetrack. They're mainly all boys, and they're usually all younger, so I do help them out a lot. So
yeah, that's one of the cool things I've noticed, because I've been a part of that track since 2007, is there is no, hey, you're a girl, you're not supposed to be racing kind of a thing. Because, you know, we still see that stereotype today. She actually has boys that will follow her from cart to cart. They look at the carts. They look at the push carts. I mean, it's really interesting.
Now, when Jesse puts our show, our TV show on YouTube, what it will be, Monday or Tuesday or whenever it goes on, watch the show, because she's also on the TV show. She's got the hardware to prove how good she is. The hardware is sitting here right now.
How many trophies total do you have? Do you know?
I don't know the exact amount, but about more than 20.
Wow.
Nice.
How many do you have, Paul?
You
have a radio broadcasting award
coming.
Yes, I do.
So yes,
you have at least one.
Yeah. I have a crystal trophy from a car show, though. So.
Oh, you know, that was in my notes to ask in the TV show. They were at the God's Country Racing Association car show at the La Crosse Center here back in March, and you took home some beautiful hardware. Talk to us about that.
I got first place in engine, paint, and display. And then I also got first overall for the go-kart class.
Holy cow, how many trophies was that? Or was it just
a it's three plaques,
and
one crystal trophy.
Nice.
Ooh. Yeah, check out. It's Maddie Jean Racing on Facebook, and she probably has the go-kart displayed there and the trophies. That was just simply outstanding. A couple minutes left. What are your top two goals for racing this year?
Well, one of my goals is hopefully to at least win a couple of features and to start actually racing at the beginning of the year, then towards the end of the year.
All right,
that's a hefty one.
With about a minute left, what do you got left for? What do you have for sponsors this year?
I have Drive Ultra, Don's Transmission, Baranchos, Features of Holman, Epic Media, Doggy Zen and Den, and Matt Eggerson's Performance. And I would like to give a special thanks to my mom and dad, my grandma, and Nick Clements.
Nick Clements?
What is Ka-chow Nick? Number eight?
What does Ka-chow do
Talk
for
about
you?
That real quick.
My dad helps with his race car and works with him, and both of our bodies are painted the same, so they're both blue with the lightning bolt. Just like last year, they're both red with the lightning bolt.
Along awesome. With Randy Humfeld. So they had a late model, they had a sportsman, and they had her car. When the Cars movie came out, they had them all at the movie theater. It was one of the coolest pictures I've seen. Now it's the Cars, but they're all blue this year.
Just me and Nick.
Just her, yeah, because Randy's traveling.
Yeah.
He's too cool. No, he's not cool enough for us.
Oh, like that. There's the shot of the program.
Drop
right
the mic.
There.
She's
yes.
done.
Yes. That's Maddie Gilbertson. I love her, man. I tell you, every time we get her in here, she's just no holds barred.
Hump Daddy is not cool enough.
Nah, there is no applesauce in her future. Go on out and support the Cooley Go-Kart Race where they run on Friday nights. Check them out on Facebook. Check out the website that they have. Updated pictures, point standing schedules, the whole shebang, and we can't wait to see some folks start packing those grandstands. When we come back, we're going to talk a little street stock racing at the La Crosse Speedway next on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test, 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Big Boar Barbecue is up and running on the north side of La Crosse. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Yes, the food truck is open at George and Gillette Street to make it easier for you north siders to find out why La Crosse County has voted us 4 years in a row as the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem, 3rd Street downtown, and now open at George and Gillette Street.
My name's Nathan Corger, service tech at Lediger Roofing.
I am Joel Sears.
Lediger Roofing is looking for more employees like Nathan and Joel.
It's a good company to work for. You don't need to be experienced. I will train you on the job.
I was just in a factory job. I knew I wanted to get out of there for something better, you know.
It's a good opportunity to try something new.
I like what I do.
There's lots of opportunities to move up in this company, so it's a good job.
Find your Lediger Roofing career at LedigerRoofing.com.
It's a new year for the Thomas Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, sportsmen, hobby stocks, hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Thomas Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
Hey, this is the driver of the number 45, Jeff Van Onhoven from Kimberly, Wisconsin. You're listening to the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with Dan, Bill, and Paul on AM 1460 WBOG.
Welcome back, race fans. Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on 1460 WBOG, along with Paul Reichert, Billy Doc Niles. I'm radio man Dan Dykert. Big chance of rain today at the La Crosse Speedway. What should they do, race fans, to make sure that they're on top of things?
They should stay glued to rainedout.com or follow your local racetrack on their social medias, on their Twitters, and on their Facebooks. That's where you're going to find most of the information on what's going on at your local track tonight.
Going to talk street stock racing. We did on TV last week, but we had so much. We had 14 interviews that Paul brought back from Madison. We kind of had to shuffle some things around. Usually when we do TV, the same guests come on a radio, but these guys didn't mind. They're coming back again this week. First off, street stock-wise would be No Limits Motorsports, one of the innovators of the team, I should say. Smalls, Jonathan Burback. How are you, brother?
Oh, not too bad, Dan. Thanks for having me back here.
It's always going to be a challenge of mine to intentionally misspell your first name for the rest of my life.
You never can get it right.
No, because, is it because there's an O in there?
Yeah, it's an O at the end of there. It's not an A.
It's not an A. And see, I just have John written down, so that's not a bad memory.
Well, you know, at least you got the John part right.
Street stocks, that's what you've done
actually,
for.
Actually, he could have just gone, hey, you.
Yeah. Well, that's normally what he does.
4 years now, street stocks?
This is the fifth year of street stocks.
Fifth year.
Now.
You were one of those that came out the very first year. He had, I want to say it was either a Grand Prix or a Grand Am. It was black. It didn't have rocker panels, no bumpers, but it had a cop light on it.
No, you're a little off there. A couple of years later, it was that one.
Okay.
The first year was that house car that Chuck gave me, the Dodge Intrepid. That thing was a big old pile. When we got it, it had no brakes.
That's always fun.
Yeah.
Especially on the quarter mile.
It wasn't that maroon Intrepid, was it?
It was kind of a purplish.
Yeah,
kind of
like.
It got run over by one of the monster trucks later on that year.
Yes.
I was going to say, I think everybody had it. I think I drove that at least once.
I think, didn't you and I put it through a piano?
Yeah, matter of fact, yes, we did.
Yes, we
so
did.
So I was in that. Paul, were you in that car?
Oh, yeah. I think I do remember that car and that night specifically.
No, Paul wasn't in it.
I think I saw Paul. Paul was sneaking out of the back seat of the Oktoberfest. See, I knew I saw him in there. Street stocks, why? Why do you keep coming back to the same class? You're not running Hornets, Thunderstocks, Sportsmen, late models, minivans. Why do you keep coming back to the feisty six-cylinder class?
It's the most fun out there. Everybody's out there to have a good time. The cars are easy to get into. I mean, I've got the same car I got last year for $500. You know, I'll barely have to stick anything into it. Just take it out there, run it. I have a lot of fun.
You talk about fun, and what I'm impressed about. It's fun to watch the numbers in this class. Talk about the growth of this class and what people feel about it.
This class continues to grow. That first year that we were out there in house cars, you know, we only had a few here and there. A couple of guys built their own cars, but otherwise it was all cars that Chuck provided to us. And every year since then, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and more people are realizing you can go. Actually, I think Dan sold somebody a Grand Prix last year for a couple $100.
I did. I sold John Clausen, my wife's Grand Prix, for $300 2 years ago. First night he ran it, he busted out the master cylinder and then broke something else off and then sold it to the racetrack. And then 2 weeks later, I was videotaping it being crushed by a monster truck to my wife's non-delight.
Well, little tears of unjoy there, huh?
Yeah, she didn't like that too well.
Yeah, and John, you have a large team and a lot of rules here. I called you like the Hendrick Motorsports of the Lacrosse Fairground Speedway, and even though some have gone on to that DZR team here. You do have specific rules. You have a set things
like team rules.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do have some kind of ground rules in the team, and I'll take the compliment of the whole Hendrick thing. That I'll take that as a compliment. And the DZR guys, they're all still good friends with us. We still work together in the pits and everything. But the team's a little bit smaller this year. We had a total of 9 drivers last year. We're down to 4 this year. Kind of more manageable for me, and it's easier to keep them in control every once in a while. Mm-hmm. And
there's nothing wrong with scaling back, though.
No, it actually, like I said, it makes things a lot more simple, especially when I have the only truck and trailer.
Ooh. True.
So it's fewer trips to and from the track. But when we go out there, we try to help each other out on the track as much as we can. If one of us is leading and the other one's in second, one of our big things is if you can't get around them, help block for them. You know, keep them out there. Keep mm-hmm. the team up in that top two. Just keep things fair, clean, and all that stuff. So,
yeah, uniformity. Look at their cars, Bill.
Yeah, they're all
nicest ones you can see out
there. Absolutely.
What you talked about when this class first started, it was nothing but, you know, things that Chuck brought in and spray painted numbers on.
Yep.
You get some nice looking cars out in that class now.
Well, I'll take that compliment as well. I do a lot of the painting over the winter. Now, don't say that too much until you see Cheeto's car on Saturday, because I let him paint it.
It was a big old cheese puff on the Frostbuster.
Well, yeah. I painted the yellow for him, the base coat. All of our cars are hand-painted, with the exception of Alex's, because he had his vinyls done before he came on the team this year.
And we're going to have Alex Leepsch on the program here coming up in a couple segments.
Yeah, but everything else is hand-painted. I do a lot of the painting myself. I'm not an artist at all, but I do the best I can.
Right.
And Cheeto decided to do his own painting this year.
Oh,
so.
No.
That was a complete failure, wasn't it, Paul?
No.
For No Limits Motorsports, it was not... It didn't exceed the expectations that the typical race fan would have noticed.
In other words,
well, let him slide because he didn't get his first ever feature win.
In other words, what you're saying is we got the best picture of that car when he was in victory lane at the Frostbuster.
Yes, because I was responsible for that paint. Now there's more on top of it. I'll give you a little hint. There's a dinosaur that kind of looks like a dinosaur.
Oh, man.
The tail's a little wonky. Just don't pay attention to the tail.
That stick figure drawing for you at its best. Where do you want to see the street stock class grow to and become at the Lacrosse Speedway? Because there's a lot of other tracks that I've talked to that are watching what we're doing with street stocks.
And we've actually talked about that, a lot of the tracks that are mm-hmm. doing this. One of the things I want to see is I'd love to see it weekly. There's a lot of guys that would love to do this every single... Well, maybe give us a couple weekends off here and there, but would like to be more of a weekly division, and or maybe even a traveling division. That would be some fun, you know, and, you know, pool your points kind of like the sportsmen do when they travel from track to track. That'd be kind of fun.
Right.
Or actually, I think like we talked about last week, maybe split it up a little bit, have your standard street stocks, and then have your super street stocks.
Kind of like they do with the Hornets.
Yeah, just like the Hornets at Tolma.
Yep.
You got your super. And if you look at the Midwest Dash cars that we had at Tolma last night, the Midwest Dash series came through, it's the same thing. They're the ones with the big fat Hoosiers on them, the souped-up motors, and you just have a typical Hornet. I could really see a six-cylinder class doing something like that.
You know, Chuck Deary always had a theory that there's a difference between a race car and a car that races.
Yep. Yes.
And that's pretty much a pretty good explanation right there.
Well, what street stocks is right now is they're cars that race.
Cars that
race. Literally, we take them off the street. You don't do anything but adjust. I think you get 1 inch of camber. That's about all you can do. And then you run them on the track.
Okay, John, we only got about a minute left with you here. Any sponsors you'd like to talk about?
Right now, our main sponsor is Zimmer Construction out of Winona. Otherwise, we are self-funded, so if you guys are looking for a team, let us know.
There you go, and they'll sit down and treat you to maybe a little bit of a dinner and explain exactly how they like uniformity amongst Loan Limits Motorsports. That is John Burbach. We call him Smalls. I'm on the tower. I want to thank you for joining us in the program. Nice job on that class.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk a little we're going to go to the trifecta with Drew Krybeck, and then we're going to talk more street stocks from across Speedway on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just a dollar. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon with the best Bloody Marys in town. Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime in the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah! DirecTV. Package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
531-18, 24 month agreement required. $35 activation, early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement, equipment non-return, and additional fees apply. New proof customers only, equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
My name's Nathan Corger, service tech at Lediger Roofing.
My name's Alex.
Lediger Roofing is looking for more employees like Nathan and Alex.
You know, usually I'm working to get 10-hour days in.
We do 10-hour days. You work a four-day week, Monday to Thursday.
I get Friday, Saturday, Sunday off.
Yeah, on a regular week, you get a three-day weekend, which is awesome.
I do have a family. Really helps people out that way.
Find your Lediger Roofing career at ledigerroofing.com.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
4 years in a row and counting. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Once again, La Crosse County has voted us the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Making great ribs and great barbecue has always been my passion, and it means a great deal to me that you love what we do. If you haven't tried our ribs, pulled pork, brisket, or smoked chicken, try it and you'll agree. Big Boar Barbecue, a delicious mouthful.
Yeah!
It's Team Dean time on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
Welcome back, race fans. Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here on 1460 WBOG. That would also be Google1460.com and the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
We're going to talk a menagerie of things here during the Team Dean segment today. And
you got that
kinda,
word out. Nice.
You like that?
Yeah.
It's kind of fitting that our guest on the Team Dean segment helped us put the Team Dean segment together 4 years ago. Though he's not with Team Deans anymore, he's on his own. But the experience he got from Dean Satellite Security is going to kind of catapult him into his next ventures. That would be Drew Krybeck, and we're going to talk business.
Finally
tantra.
Live in the studio, too.
I know. Yeah, usually it's over his phone.
First time, yeah.
We're going to talk his business, tundras, and go-karting in 9 minutes. Drew, welcome to the program. Finally great to have you in the studio.
Absolutely. I get to see all the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah. Congratulations, number one, on a successful run with Dean Satellite and Security. You did a lot of great things for them, and I'm sure Dean and Sonia were greatly appreciative on where you set the bar for whoever gets that marketing sales position next. But tell us about your new venture.
Yeah, so I really kind of went off on my own here, opened up Epic Media, and it's marketing and branding for small businesses. And so I'm actually still doing a lot of the marketing for Dean and Sonia with Dean Satellite, also their burn boot camps, couple tracks, couple series, and another satellite dealer, actually. So I'm taking what I've learned over the last 6.5 years there. It's what I went to school for. It's my passion is marketing and branding. So I'm excited to see where this journey goes and over the next year. You know, we got to make it through 2018 before we look into 2019.
I think Niles should be a poster child for the burning boot camp.
I agree.
As he looks down.
Have you looked at this body?
We're trying not to, but it's there.
Yeah, there's great opportunity.
Is this going out on your own? Has this been a goal of yours? Has this been a passion of yours? Or is it something that fell into place?
I kind of always thought about it. The opportunity came that it was just time to kind of step away from Dean's. And then it was kind of what's next for me. What do I want to go do? It's something I've been working on, again, for about 6 years, the Epic, between vinyl. And then I've started doing some proposals for drivers the last couple of years.
I can stop doing those now.
I've just toyed in it, did different graphic stuff with other companies. And so it's just something that the time was right and it works.
And if you get a chance to check our TV show out on YouTube, if you're not in the La Crosse or Tomah area, check out that beautiful sign that sits behind us. The great job that you did on that. Thank you very much.
We're also maybe doing some things with Magnum.media with Drew down the road here on banners.
Helps to know people.
Yeah.
Need to get a kickstart on
Welcome
that.
Welcome to the
there.
Racing world. The more people you know.
From Epic, we go to Tundra, and you guys are pretty much in the entire Midwest because of Mother Nature had the only successful race that didn't really run Saturday, but you did get the Tundra race in on Sunday.
Yeah, we earned our money on Saturday night. You know, the racers, they knew what went on behind the scenes for us promoters. Wasn't ideal that. Now, I think you guys had the same thing at La Crosse. At like 3 o'clock, there was a 0% chance of rain.
Yeah.
About 15 minutes left in qualifying, we looked up and went, that sky's pretty dark and it's coming this way. So we immediately switched our schedule, got qualifying in. Then we had an hour to kill. We're like, now what do we do? Because we rushed through qualifying because it said it was going to be raining. So then we got our prelims done before the scheduled start time at 6:45. Got that race in as it stopped raining and rain came even more. Got the track dried once, and as soon as we pulled everybody in to go line up for the feature, it rained again, and so we had to pull the plug.
Yep.
But we talked earlier on the TV show about what you had to go through to make this work on Sunday. How much negative feedback, but how many drivers kind of grumbled and said, man, I don't know if I want to do that?
Not so much the racers, and that's the thing in the racing world. The racers are understandable. It's the people that go to Facebook, they go to Twitter.
Yeah.
It's the keyboard warriors
that think
they know everything.
Right.
And think the decision is easiest. We had two options. We had a rain date scheduled for Mother's Day. Granted, guess what? We knew it was Mother's Day. The other date was in September, and a to-be-determined date. When a lot of guys are getting ready.
And everybody's got their weekend races going in September, yeah.
Who knows?
Well, not only that, you've got Dell's Championship. You've got Rockford getting ready for their short track championships at the end of September. So you would have been limited to maybe one weekend.
Yeah, that's the thing. And when we set our schedule, we look at what the tour is doing. We look at what WCS is doing. We look at the other super late model shows. There is a super late model event pretty much happening every weekend. The chances for us to get a rain date rescheduled were slim to none. We had a good sponsor for this race, so we are going to have to reschedule it. So we took the opportunity and made it work on Sunday. And we got the show in.
Now we're past round one. What are the highlights for the rest of the season for the Tundra Series?
So we're going to be going back to Marshfield in a couple weeks, June 8th. And then we're going to be hitting up Jefferson, Dells, Golden Sands, and Wausau throughout the course of the year. So you can find our schedule on TundraSuperLates.com. Otherwise, if you go to Facebook, just search Tundra Super Late Models. All the information is there. Matt does a great job really PR on all of our drivers. So if you don't know a lot of them, these are the blue-collar racers. These are the guys that work 40, 50 hours during the week and then, go play with their super late model toy on the weekends.
From super late models, we're going to back it all the way down to the Cooley Go-Kart Raceway here in West Salem. Taylor Lindley Schindel, you've been helping out here with some go-kart racing and looks like that may be one of the future female drivers in Western Wisconsin.
With a familiar name, by the way, too.
Right. Very.
Yeah, we'll see where she goes. She's going to be 11 this year, the daughter of Tim Schindel. Last year was her first year. She has goals, just like a lot of young racers, to make it someplace someday. Still too early to tell, right? They're still, she's still a 10-year-old girl, mm-hmm. And so to start planning, the future is a little bit, it's something that we have to hold ourselves back, right? We put a schedule on where we think she should be at by when, but at the end of the day, she's still a kid, and we got to keep it fun for her.
And see, it's good to hear you say that, though, because we've seen, and you still do. I saw the new NASCAR Nextel drivers were coming out this week, and someone posted, well, a third of them deserved it. The other ones just have cash-hungry mom and dads, and their little whiny punks. You see that every single time. So it's good to hear that there are some goals for Taylor, but at the same time, she's got to be a kid.
Right. That's the heart of it. You know, they Tim and Tracy have a lake house that they want to go to. They want to go camp, and they still want to go do kid things.
Yeah.
You know, as a family, rather than going to the racetrack every week. That time will come if that's what she wants to do. It doesn't have to be when she's 10. You know, we could wait a few years and then focus on a full season schedule. So right now we're just getting her feet wet and just getting her used to racing and just being around the sport.
You know, we almost ran out of time on the TV show with all the sponsors you've gathered up for this little girl. Can you hit the highlights on who's helping her out?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the big one is New England Applied Products, Epic Inc., Dean Satellite Security, Lit Pro. It's a great GPS tracking. If you haven't seen that, go to our CKR page. Back 40 Wraps, Strindle Trucking, Premier Coachworks, KO Designs, The Button Box Shop, Custom iRacing Button Boxes, Chalet Lanes, Tundra Super Late Models are all on board this year. JB's Auto, one that I forgot earlier, and then CNC Catering.
All right, well, we have about a minute left. Let's run through the Tundra Super Late Model Series sponsors of 2018.
The big one that I want to hit is the Wisconsin Potatoes and Vegetables Growers Association. So next time you're out at the grocery store and you're going to go buy potatoes.
Food sponsor.
Please,
yes.
There you please go, just make sure that they're Wisconsin potatoes. Wisconsin is the third largest state.
I was amazed proportion. When you told me that.
Yeah, you know, so they're the third largest grower in the country, you know, and it's all supported by local farmers. So next time you're at the grocery store, there's a little Wisconsin potato logo on it, on the little tie, mm-hmm. you know, or on the bag. So just please make sure you're picking up Wisconsin potatoes. They're a supporter of Tundra Super Late Models. They've seen the value in grassroots marketing and short track racing. So, you know, that'd be the main one that I want to hit on with.
And you don't see Idaho supporting anybody short track wise in the state of Wisconsin, do we?
It's been a long time.
Not going to any while here with Wisconsin number three. Drew Krembeck with Epic Vinyl and Media, also with the Tundra Super Late Models Series, and representing Taylor Lindley Schendel, a young go-kart driver extraordinaire. I want to thank you for coming to the program, brother.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right, that's the Team D segment. We're going to have Drew on again to talk more about the Tundra Super Late Models as the season progresses. When we return, we're going to go back to La Crosse Speedway, talk street stock racing next on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test, 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah!
DirecTV. Package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
31-18, 24-month agreement required. $35 activation, early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement, equipment non-return, and additional fees apply. New approved customers only, equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just a dollar. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon with the best Bloody Marys in town. Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime in the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
It's a new year for the Thomas Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, sportsmen, hobby stocks, hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Thomas Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
Hey, this is the driver of the number 7. You're listening to the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with Radio Man Dan, Doc, and the staff man, Dan, Bill, and Paul on AM 1460 WBOG.
Welcome back, race fans. I'm Radio Man Dan Dyker. This is the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on 1460 WBOG. That would also be CoolGold1460.com and the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
Paul Reichert's going to step away. I think he's eating. He heard me mention Big Boar. We're taping TV there next week, and I think Paul's out doing some laps right now.
Is that why there's flames running out here?
Yeah, he was pretty much gone in a heartbeat. We were talking about street stocks earlier from La Crosse Speedway on the program with John Burbach in segment number two. We're going to talk a little bit more about street stocks. Two guys we had in on the TV show last week, and we're going to bring them back to do some radio. That would be Cheeto, Clayton Hasek, and Alex Leepsch.
How's it going?
Fellas, what's going on?
Not much.
Just working on the race cars.
Cheeto, have you had time now? It's been
about 3-4 weeks now.
Yeah, since you won your first feature, has it really sunk in?
No, I'm just still kind of taking it all in and getting used to the extra congratulations and everything that comes with the whole experience.
See, I was going to slam on Niles there for a minute, but, you know, you getting the feature win, and, you know, Niles get the technicality, but I won't mention that. I'm not going to say anything about it at all because he did it for 33 years, and you've only done it for how many?
This is my second year.
Wow, what an accomplishment, huh, Bill?
All right.
There's crickets.
Technically,
love it.
Technically, I didn't win my first feature until my 10th year. I did let a bunch slip away, but
We're gonna do that Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers comparison right here that everybody sees on Facebook. You've got him smoked. Don't worry about it.
I did have two heat wins last year as well, so I do have experience in victory lane, and I'm gonna keep going.
Cheeto, would you take one feature for 20 of his ninth place trophies?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hey, you know what? I'd take one feature.
That's why we got Bill on the program. We love that guy.
I used to be good in sportsman, you know.
Hey, I was going to ask you this a couple weeks ago, Bill. If we would have had six-cylinder street stocks when you were in your heyday of racing, let's go back, say, 20 years, what do you think the numbers would have been like?
I think they'd have been pretty good. 20 years ago, the numbers were just starting to grow. You know, back in, we're talking, 1998. Numbers were fluctuating here and there, but they were starting to grow at the time. I think six cylinders would have made a really good complement. You know, that the lower feeder classes were starting to build up then, the sportsmen and the street stocks or thunder stocks, which I guess you called them back then. I think six cylinders would have been great. They tried them a couple of times, didn't get much back in the early, you know, back in the early and mid 90s. But as you saw, with the street stocks you see today, or the thunder stocks, are all mid-70s to early mid-80s vehicles. And these cars are getting hard to find. These six-cylinders are all over the place. Minivans all over the place. This is potential untapped market right here that you can put on your racetrack and have a very competitive class.
Alex Leepsch, do you echo his sentiments? Are you glad that these street stocks are finally embedded into the race program?
I do agree. The Hornets are getting that way, too, of hard to find, because that was a beginner class, but the cars that compete are just getting hard to find.
And for those that don't know, his mom is Wendy Leepsch, and my favorite memory of Wendy is coming out of turns 3 and 4 on her silver and red 72 painted lid. You got a trophy like that, too, didn't you?
You're about to get edited out of that picture she just took.
She did. That was an outstanding shot that night, and somebody made her a trophy with the car upside down.
I built that.
You did?
Yep.
Did you get in trouble? Because you're like, here, Mom, look, you got a trophy.
No, it's still sitting in front of the TV.
Nicely done.
So let's talk about the team concept here. John, we had Jonathan Burbach earlier in the show. How did you guys all get together?
Well, basically, I just started to... I was down with Higher Motorsports, and we just kind of separated. I hooked up with No Limits just for enduro race. They asked me to come back. I ran last year. I was actually going to pit for them, and then they had the extra car sitting there, so I just ran it last year and had a blast.
Alex, same question to you.
I'm kind of in the same boat. I do go up and help Higher a lot still. My brother's still up there. I'm building Hornets with him still. But No Limits Motorsports is just a lot closer to my house. I don't have a half an hour drive to get to work on my race car. I can almost walk to the new shop. And
it's just fun to work on my cars when I can.
You know, I think what the also advantage of living closer to the shop, and Cheeto, you probably agree, the more time you guys spend together, the more you enjoy each other, the more you learn each other, the more you're not competitors, you're friends on a race team, right?
Absolutely. Last night we had a fire in the back, and you know, just drinking a couple ice cold brews and having a good old time. Just
did you get invited to that?
Mine's probably still in the mail.
Oh, Paul, did you get invited to that party?
No. We take you.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I see how it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 2018, the numbers are going to look good again for street stocks. And when they do, when do you not team race? When you're looking at possibly 30 cars in the track for a feature?
Well, whenever we're up there, we just keep going as hard as we can. We see each other around, you know. And if it gets down to the last few and say Alex is out front, you bet I'm going to be right behind him, blocking for him just so that he helps and gets that extra spot or the win, wherever we're going for.
You know what's amazing is these guys, when Jonathan was on earlier, they were in another room and they couldn't even hear his interview. He just said word for word
almost
what Jonathan
verbatim
said.
Almost what he said.
That is a team right there.
And the thing is, it's legal. There's nothing wrong with it. If you don't like it, then pass somebody.
Alex,
you can try.
You've got a family name in racing. You got, you know, your mom's raced. Dad, I think your dad's raced.
Nope. Yeah, no, yeah, my grandpa.
Your grandpa. Okay. Yeah. Do you aspire to move up farther as in your career? Or are you just happy doing the part time racing in the street stocks?
I've kind of thought about going up if the money comes and the time comes, but I'm happy with the street stocks right now.
And Cheeto, I'll put the same question to you. Do you have aspirations moving up?
Well, I started out with just going to be at the pits, in the pits all the time, and I went up to just driving street stocks. I don't know. We'll see what goes on.
Wendy, how long did you race?
Too long.
So your mom raced that long, and I don't think I've seen her or Angie or Ruth Ann or Bill Missa race in as long as I've been there. Does she give you pointers? Does she give you tidbits of advice? What are some of the things she's telling you?
Stay off the roof.
That's the big one. It's keep it on the four wheels. Every time I go around the track, she says keep it on all four wheels.
Because her advantage point used to be in the grandstands, and now with the network shirts and the whole gang down there, now she's in the pits as well.
Oh yeah, she comes down there quite a bit and helps out. And
do you ever back talk your mom, even though you're the racer and she's the watcher?
Oh yeah.
Nice. Okay. I want to watch these clashes.
We talked with John Burbach earlier. He says you got Zimmerman Roofing as the team sponsor. Do you guys have any individual sponsors, or are we all just under the same banner?
We're underneath the same banner right now. And
I've got some different ones.
Here we go.
My big one, Networks Internet. He came on last year, and we just had a blast with it. Horman's HVAC, The Shed, and No Limits Motorsports.
You guys don't have any food sponsors. What's going on here?
Yeah, Diker don't like you anymore.
Well, go up to the Shed. They got some awesome food up in Ridgeway.
Okay. All right. We do have food. We do have food. I was going to say, there's the door.
It's a bar.
Got to let these guys go, though, but I tell you what, they are a part, they're a growing big part of the La Crosse Speedway show now with the Street Stocks entering year number 5. They do a great job. I love watching the Street Stocks. Come on, love watching the numbers with No Limits Motorsports as well. Alex Leipsch and Clayton Cheeto Hissig joining us in the program. Thanks, guys, for coming in, and we can't wait to see you back on the track.
Thank you for having us.
All right, while we come back, it's Paul Reichert's Burning Rubber Race Report. On 1460 WDOT.
It's a new year for the Toma Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, Sportsmen, Hobby Stocks, Hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup Cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock.
At the Toma Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Yes, the food truck is open at George and Gillette Street to make it easier for you Northsiders to find out why La Crosse County has voted us 4 years in a row as the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem, 3rd Street downtown, and now open at George and Gillette Street.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just a dollar. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon with the best Bloody Marys in town. Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime in the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
Hey, this is the driver of the number 5 car, Bill Breitzel, Mid-Am Series stock car. You're listening to the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with Radio Man Dan, Doc, and the Stat Man, Dan, Bill, and Paul on AM 1460 WDOG.
Welcome back to Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here on 1460 WDOG, also worldwide on the intrawebs. That would be Google1460.com. And on those cellular devices, we call it the TuneIn app.
Get the TuneIn app. I love the TuneIn app. You should have the TuneIn app.
You should, because it comes through very crystal clear. Well, Paul Reichert's up now, and he's got his world-famous Burn and Rubber Race Report. This may be one of the first reports he's ever had where we're in the beginning of a race season and nothing from Western Wisconsin.
We were burning rain last week.
Yeah. I mean,
it was not that good of a week for local racing. But, Paul, there had to be some stuff going on in the rest of the country. What do you got
for us? Oh, yeah, there was. We'll start with last Wednesday night. The Lucas Oil American Sprint Car Series was in Humboldt, Kansas. Wayne Johnson, the winner. Then they moved on to Lakeside Speedway in Kansas City, not far away from Kansas Speedway. On Thursday, Seth Bergman scored the win. Friday, of course, round one of rain, canceled Golden Sands, Hawkeye Downs, Mississippi Thunder, Red Cedar, Superior, Thomas Sparta. But they did race down in Chicago at Grundy County Speedway. Reigning track champ Billy Nippenberg won the Super Late Model feature. The Modifieds of Mayhem Tour ran at Five Flags Speedway down in Pensacola, Florida, and Crawford was the winner. POWRI Midgets were at Jacksonville, Illinois, Ryan Robinson the victor. The USAC Sprints and the World of Outlaws Sprint Cars were both at Eldora for the hashtag Let's Race 2 weekend. Friday night's features went to Brady Bacon and USAC Sprints and Donnie Schatz and World of Outlaw Sprints.
Donnie Schatz shocked me there.
Yeah. Saturday, more rain again. 141, Deer Creek, the Dells, Jefferson, La Crosse, Rockford all succumbed to the rain. They did race at Knoxville, though. 410 sprint feature went to Brian Brown. And how about this? McKenna Hassey won the 360 sprint feature. First female ever to win in that division. In fact, about this time 3 years ago, she became the first ever sprint car feature winner at Knoxville. She won a 305 sprint car feature. Now we just got her a 410 sprint feature to complete the trifecta.
She needs all sprint car wins.
Yes. Rice Lake ran. Steve Larson won the Wasilla Late Model feature. Kevin Buzzy Adams, the Wasilla Modified feature. And a familiar name won the Wasilla Streak Stock feature. Carl Gannett. Yeah, he runs street stocks and pure stocks.
Oh,
around.
Yeah, he yes. does. Yeah. Yes. Oh, okay. Right. Okay.
Sean O ran their season opener. Ron ran again. Ron Burner won the late model feature. Mike Mullen, the IMCA modified feature. State Park Speedway got their season started. MG Gajewski won the UMA super late model feature. Brock Heinrich, the UMA late model feature. Lucas Oil American Sprint Cars were at I-30 Speedway in Little Rock, Arkansas. Sam Hafertig Jr., the winner. Modifieds of Mayhem moved on to Mobile, Alabama Saturday night. Augie Grills took the win. The NASCAR K&N Pro East Series had double features at South Boston, Virginia. Tyler Ankrum and Anthony Alfredo were the winners. POWRI Midgets at Macon, Illinois. That race went to Logan Seve. Reigning champion Patrick Kimberlin won the opener for the Race of Champions Modified Tour at Lancaster, New York. Sunoco Super 8 Late Model Series ran at Auburndale Speedway in Winter Haven, Florida. Chris Fontaine, who, of course, you've seen in the truck series from time to time.
Yep.
Ran that race, scored the win.
Nice.
Night two for the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars and USAC Sprints at Eldora, the hashtag Let's Race 2. Chris Windham won the USAC Sprint feature. Guess who won the World of Outlaw Sprint Car feature again?
Oh, no.
Donnie Schatz, yes.
Oh, my.
World of Outlaw Late Models at Fayetteville, North Carolina. Jimmy Owens, the winner. And on Sunday, Tundras did get their most of the racing on Saturday night. Rains came. They did get the features in on Sunday. Dennis Prundy won the Super Late Model feature, Steve Abel second, and Quattro Quattro, Mike Litchfield third. First race for the Late Model Triple Crown Series taking place. Double features for them. Brazen Bennett and Mike Meyerhofer Jr. won those. Meyerhofer the overall winner. And in the Tundra Sportsman feature, a deuce for the deuce of Dave. Dave Schrute won both and claimed the overall victory. And that'll do for this edition of the Burning Rubber Race Report.
Now, on next week's Burning Rubber Race Report, I better hear the results of a race going on tonight. I want to mention this because I grew up at the Sheboygan County Fairgrounds watching sprint cars. Tonight, it is the All-Star Circuit of Champions versus the IRA 410 Sprints. Guess who's going to be in Plymouth tonight?
Smoke. Who's going to be in Plymouth tonight?
Tony Stewart, Billy Balog, Dave Blaney, Scotty Thiel, the Wild Child, Jack Hodenchild, Chad Kemena, Aaron Reitzel, and a whole lot more. They're going to be at Plymouth tonight. And also, is
Angel
it
Park.
Next week? They're going to be at tomorrow.
Sunday night, yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow, both Rico Abreu and Tony Stewart are
nice.
At Angel Park.
Yes.
And I may be heading there. My fingers are crossed, but I may be heading there to
take
check that
press
race
pass
out.
With you, Diker.
Oh, that's mandatory.
Hey, you know what? And one thing I did notice about your Burning Rubber Race Report before we get out of here, I think it's kind of cool that a guy like MG Gajewski is still competetive. I mean, he's been racing for years?
Oh, yeah.
Years,
yeah,
and he's still competitive. I think it's cool that he took top honors. Where was that? Wausau?
Wausau, the opener, yep.
Say that with Donnie Schatz. When I was announcing at the Knoxville Speedway 1997, Donnie Schatz was in like his fifth or sixth year, and here we are 2018 already.
Yeah, it's incredible. Hey, we got to wrap this segment up. When we come back, we're going to wrap the show up on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah!
DirecTV. Package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
531-18, 24-month agreement required. $35 activation, early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement, equipment non-return, and additional fees apply. New approved customers only. Equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test. 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
My name is Nathan Corger, service tech at Lediger Roofing.
I am Joel Sears.
Lediger Roofing is looking for more employees like Nathan and Joel.
It's a good company to work for. You don't need to be experienced. I will train you on the job.
I was just in a factory job. I knew I wanted to get out of there for something better, you know.
It's a good opportunity to try something new.
I like what I do.
There's lots of opportunities to move up in this company, so it's a good job.
Find your Lediger Roofing career at LedigerRoofing.com.
Lediger Roofing!
There's the white flag. One more lap on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back one more time, race fans. Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here at 1460 WPU. Dealing with Paul Riker, Billy Knock Niles. I am radio man Dan Diker again. Yes, Tony Stewart is racing tonight in Plymouth. I'm really, really close to going to the Angel Park Speedway, where I lived for about 8 years. Never missed a Sunday race there with Tony Stewart and Rico Abreu tomorrow. Tonight, if the rain can hold up, Lay Models running a 220 lap feature, Sportsman Thunderstock, Street Stocks, and one of my favorite races to call, the Kids Boxcar Races. Don't mess that one up, because they love that.
I will do my best to keep it good there for you, buddy. I've watched you to do it before. I think I should be able to get through it, but man, it's kind of depressing. We got rained out last week. We've got a coin flip's chance of getting tonight in. So, like we said at the top of the show, stay tuned in to rainedout.com or the social media platforms, especially Twitter and Facebook. Them are the two popular ones where everybody's going to have their information out. And we're not the only ones in this boat. I mean, everybody that's racing tonight is in this boat. So if you're listening outside of La Crosse area, make sure you keep an eye on your social media.
Other thing that's kind of interesting, Paul Reichert, is according to the NASCAR Wheel and All-American Series, the way that the point standings run, a track has to have, I think, 18 races in. If we get rained out tonight, La Crosse is three late model features behind.
Yeah, we do. There is that rule about 18 features. You got to have a minimum of those to be eligible for the state championships, the national championship. And, boy, we might see another double feature night or two maybe down the road here this season.
I mean, you would have to automatically turn one single night into a double feature night because
least,
you missed the one.
From.
But how do you, if you're Chuck Deary, you're looking at a total of three double feature nights if we would get rained out tonight.
You know, there used to be a time where we had the schedule built in where we had like two more races than what was needed to qualify. He kind of called it built-in rain nights. Now that we're kind of close on this, you know, he's going to have to ask NASCAR permission to add a feature a couple of times this year. And number two, he's going to have to find a way to fit it into the schedule. So that's kind of the juggling act that Chuck has to do behind the scenes.
What I would like to see is if we can't, I mean, obviously we already have to get one race in because we were rained out last weekend. How about double features next weekend? I hope Chuck is listening right now. It's Buck Night next weekend. How about 220 lappers on Buck Night?
That would be good.
That would, you know, number one, it's also a, you know, a holiday weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, and people are gonna be itching to get out and have a good time. And what better time to do it? Start your weekend off. Double features, Buck Night, right here at the La Crosse Fairgrounds.
Now, we're not saying that that's going to happen. We're wishing and hoping that would happen.
Paul, I am charging you with a quest here. If we, and this is a big if we do get rained out tonight, the story I want you to chase down is how does Chuck Deary arrange the schedule, and what are we, you know, when are they going to put these double features, and can we have them on Buck Night?
No, I like them on Buck Night. So like you said, Buck Night, the holiday weekend, it's a win-win for everybody.
Yes.
Holiday weekend, of course, we want everybody to drive safe, and of course, if you're going to be driving, visit our sponsors. I'm going to encourage folks right now. Next week, we're doing the radio show in the studio. But next Wednesday, one of our sponsors, we're going to be filming our TV show there. Matt Henderson's going to have his number 33 Drive Ultra Chevy SS there as well. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, voted the best barbecue and catering in the county. We're going to be filming our TV show live from the North Side location next Wednesday night. We want everybody to show up.
That is the portable location right now. They have not yet built a permanent site, but still you get some of that great Big Boar Barbecue food right there out of that shack. And that's actually how they started, was in that shack. Now they have a store in downtown La Crosse. They've built a really nice store in West Salem. And I believe they hope to build a permanent store right on that spot right now. So looking forward to doing that next week.
Jerry Bai is such a nice guy. We were sitting there last week, Rick Wilson and I were, and we were talking about, all we did was get a glass of soda. Talking about, okay, when are we going to schedule this? When are we going to do another one? And I mentioned something about burnt ends. That, you know, it's actually one of my favorite parts of barbecue. Jerry disappears. 10 minutes later, comes back. He goes, "Here's my version of burnt ends." Oh, there's a cup full of them. And he knows how I feel about the coleslaw. There's a big thing of coleslaw. I was in my happy place at 2 o'clock last Tuesday afternoon.
Are you going to cry a little, Dan?
I'm holding back a tear because his barbecue was that good.
You know, we are definitely looking forward to doing that next week. But Dan, it's one thing I do. I want to know about. Yeah, as soon as we get done taping here, you're booking out of here. Why are you not going to be at the track tonight?
I have a family wedding that I'm doing that I promised back in the fall, but her to-be husband is going to be deployed a week earlier than he thought as he gets ready for his third tour to Iraq. And there was no way. Number one, he's a serviceman. I couldn't say no to that. Number two, it's a family member. And number three, I'm glad you're going to be filling in for me tonight. But, yeah, that was one I had scheduled last September. And, you know, when the U.S. government calls, you can't say no.
You can't say no to the government.
Well, that's going to wrap up today's program. You can't say no to wanting to work for a great company in the area that's Lediger Roofing. You guys just had them at Badger Curricating.
Yep, we've had them checking out the place here. We had a couple of leaks. Family business, great benefits, and you only have to work 4 days a week. How cool is that? A three-day weekend.
Also, the Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor. Stop by, telling me you all want a Diker's, Mushroom and Swiss's, or Paul's Autopsies. Man, that thing was big and
delicious. Heart attack on a bun, I heard.
Oh, fansarena.com, the official clothing supplier of both the radio and TV shows. Dean Satellite and Security and Exceed Internet. They have the Team Dean segment. Toma's part of Speedway Racing Friday nights, Highway 21 in Toma. And, of course,
Big Boar Barbecue.
Voted the best barbecue in La Crosse County.
Best caterer.
And the best. Have you had them cater yet?
Yes, we had them cater my son's wedding 2 years ago, phenomenal. I mean, they lay the spread out and they clean it up when you're done. It was awesome.
And of course, Badger State Clean Water and Air, they support the show.
Thank you, Joel.
Each and every week. Check us out on Facebook. Also, go to... Oh,
I got one more thing before we get out of here. Happy birthday to Hottie Voiceover Chick.
Oh, that's right. He got that drop in there. And I want to remind you, CoolGold1460.com. Click on the website. Look at the top. All of our shows are being podcasted every single week this year. For Jess, the producer, Rick Eastday manages this whole shindig. Paul Riker, Billy Knocknells, and Radio Man Dan Dyker. We'll see you at your local short track. This is 1460 WBOG.
There's the checkered flag. Join us again next week on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460, brought to you by Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, voted the best in the county. Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, Highway 21, Toma. FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier of the radio and TV shows. Dean Satellite and Security, and the Team Dean segment. The Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor. The game never ends at overtime. Join us again next week on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.